Time for another edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO on a Saturday morning. A truncated edition. Truncated, shortened, abbreviated. Anything else, Doug Lear? Any other, what's the word I'm looking for? Adjective that I can use to describe this shortened program? This
junior?
Junior, yeah, there you go. This junior edition with a couple of juniors in the studio, Mike McFeely and Doug
Descriptive
Lear.
Descriptive in so many different ways.
Oh, yes, yeah, it's, wow.
Elementary edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors.
That's, yeah, the, well, or the preschool or the, you know, whatever. It's, yeah. So how are you this fine day?
Actually, the week was a lot better than probably the weekend. You kind of get a little bit used to 85 and 90 degrees. But, yeah, you know, it's the weekend. There's no such thing as a bad Saturday, Mike.
It was a short week, though. I mean, it was... For me, it was a short week.
Oh.
I did not work on Monday, I guess.
Still holding on to that, huh?
Yes, I am. And okay. So it was an enjoyable week for
no
me.
No more of the 4th of July is just 35 days away.
Is it really?
I think so.
how far away is Labor Day? We go through this every week.
No, so let's not do it.
Let's knock and it off right now.
Deer season starts November 7th at 12 noon in North Dakota.
There are people who are looking forward to that, as they should, because they're making plans, even though the number of licenses are going to be minuscule, abbreviated, truncated.
Yep. Junior.
Junior, shortened this year compared to past years.
Deadline. But the season won't be. It's still 16 and a half days.
Sure, you won't need 16 and a half days because you'll either get a deer or you won't see a deer, but whatever, one or the other.
Won't find out unless you get a tag.
And you have to apply for a tag, from what I understand. It's coming up pretty soon.
June 4th is the deadline for the deer season application deadline. And that's actually probably more important now than it ever has been before, because people used to think, well, if I don't get my tag, I'll buy one of those extra remaining deer tags in August or something like that. And that ship has sailed, very well documented on the Mike McFeely Show Monday through Friday and McFeely Outdoors as well, that ship has sailed. And even gratis, you could still get a gratis after the deadline, but if you want your gratis to be eligible for an antlered deer, gratis is a landowner tag. And if you get it in by the June 4th deadline and you're a landowner in North Dakota, you'll get a tag that's eligible for either a buck or a doe, any deer. After June 4th, it's only going to be for if there are any buck tags left in the entire state, then you would be able to use it for bucks. So deadline June 4th for all deer hunters, Mike.
How many tags are we going to have locally here, Doug, in our units? Was it 2A and 2B? Is that the
yep,
local units?
You're exactly right. Yeah, very good. Very good for, well, I'm not going to hack
no,
on
go
you.
Ahead
Let's
say
scratch your wife
go ahead,
for,
go ahead and say.
For a flat-footed Minnesotan. Very good, Mike.
Wow.
Very good. Unit 2A.
It helps to have notes, by the way, but go ahead.
Unit 2A is kind of the Richland County area, and we're going to have the same number of tags available in Unit 2A as we had last year compared to this year. That's not a lot of tags. 400 total tags. 300 buck tags, 100 doe tags available in 2A. 2B is a very big unit. 2B is a huge unit in the Red River Valley from Grand Forks, basically down to Highway 46. It takes you out to Lakota and Highway 32. So it extends past Cass County and down into southeastern or southwestern Cass County as well. 2B will have 400 fewer buck and doe tags available this year. There's going to be 2,000 total tags available in Unit 2B. You'll have 1,100 buck tags and 900 doe tags. Similar story across eastern North Dakota, is the same probably buck tags kind of in that ballpark, but fewer doe tags to try to grow the population statewide and locally in those units. Some of our deer hunters in the Valley City area that like to hunt Unit 2G, you've got 100 fewer buck and doe tags, 400 total tags in Unit 2G, and that's 200 buck, 200 doe, 2G1, 1,300 total tags. I think the bottom line is you're seeing a reduction locally and statewide in the number of doe tags, and buck tags remain a little bit stable, but make sure that you get that June 4th deadline. Make sure also to apply online. That's I can't stress that enough, even more so this year, because if you apply the paper way of printing it off and writing it out or picking up at the sports shop, make sure there's even like a little finger that points you to where you need to include your North Dakota driver's license number or non-driver photo ID number. if you're doing it the paper way. If you do it on a computer and you don't include that, it'll kick you back out. If you're doing it on paper and you don't include that, they'll send it back to you and tell you to put that on there. That's a residency kind of thing with all the new people moving into North Dakota, Mike.
And that's one of the advantages of – I just bought a North Dakota fishing license a couple weeks ago online,
yeah.
Which I buy all my licenses online now. And the great thing about it is besides saving time, I don't need to drive to my local Fleet Farm or
right.
Shields or wherever to
yep.
buy it, to buy the license. I can just do it on my kitchen table. But if you forget to fill something out or you fill something out incorrectly – it kicks it back to you, like you said,
yeah.
And said, you know, and it highlights the little box and says you need to do this. And it helps in a big, big way.
And trust me, as much of as an advocate for online that I am, I always buy all my tags and apply online for all of that stuff. And typically, when we're buying my wife's fishing license, we stop in and I fill it out at the gas station. You know, and buy some night crawlers
mm-hmm, yep.
and buy a soda pop. And Memorial Day, we're going fishing, and I'm like, okay. And we weren't going near one of those spots that you
mm-hmm.
could swing in and do it. And then you're on your smartphone. And as wonderful of a tool as mobile apps are and online applying is, on your smartphone takes a long time to try to type it out. And your wife's name, my wife's name is Michelle as well, but
mm-hmm.
Michelle doesn't include Z's, X's, and T's when you're trying to spell it on your smartphone.
I had this, not me personally, but somebody I was with a couple of winters ago had that same experience. They actually came back for the holiday season to visit, and they said, oh, I forgot a license. And
right.
by the time he reminded himself of that, we were out somewhere driving around rural Barnes County somewhere, almost to where we were going, and he said, man, hey, I can do it on my phone. Sure. So he gets out his iPhone or his Droid or whatever, and he's
right.
trying to fill it out online.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And he's going, do you have a magnifying glass?
Because yeah.
I can't. I said, nope, sorry. So we took our time, and he did it, and
the
it was fine. And
the other thing that you
you're
can
You're eligible
do.
Right away, right?
Yep, you are eligible right away. If you're struggling with the phone, and again, when you're out in the sticks or whatever it might be, you can still do it over the phone, you know, via credit card, over the phone type. There is a surcharge on it because it's done by a third party. I'm not sure exactly how much the surcharge. It costs you more to do it that way, but you've got a lot of ways to get yourself licensed, and that's the big thing, Mike.
30 seconds. What are you hearing about fishing out there, Doug? I went Memorial Day weekend. We went up to Devil's Lake, caught 10 zillion pike. No walleyes for me because I suck, but all but people are catching pike everywhere. You can catch pike out of your bathtub right now. They're just on fire.
Yeah, if you don't drain the water. Yeah. But no, and you're right. Going into the weekend, fishing was probably a lot better. I haven't heard anything this morning with the fronts moving in and mixing things up. But from the Red River to pitching daredevils into shallow waters, water temperature is starting to warm up. Fish were starting to move a little bit deeper. But it's the age-old adage. Fishing was great yesterday, and it'll be great next week.
Should have been here yesterday. Got to be here next week.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Thank you, Doug.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
And Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, and Tom Wynn, his only friend left on Tom Wynn and Friends early in the morning on the mighty 790 KFGO. Just kidding. There's a cast of thousands in the morning on KFGO. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort. We'll get the update next on Mike McFeely Outdoors.
It's a good thing. Rain makes cold. Corn makes...